The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chayrus Daf Yud Aleph. One of the topics that we have over here, which is not shaykh to B'chayrus per se, but there is a certain amount of interplay between the Chelek HaIsur, the Afrosha, and the Nesina that we discuss Lagabi B'chayr, and we will discuss Lagabi different aspects of Kedushas B'chayr, is the Gemara over here of Meruach Nochri. And there's a few parts of the Gemara that need Havana, both in Pshat and both in the Oimik of what's going on in the Musag of the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rav Dimi brings the case of when Meruach was performed. Meruach is the Gemar Avoida of putting together stalks of produce, pieces of fruit, into a pile. The chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus is chayuv. Bedigun is chayuv when it's a whole produce, when it's a crop, not when it's pieces of fruit. That takes place by Meruach. That Meruach has to be performed. Digun Yisrael v'loy digun makum. If the goy performed the digun on his own tvua, that's not mechayiv in Trumas and Maisus. But if the Yisrael, who is working for a goy, is an oris of a goy, performs the Meruach, so then it's digun Yisrael. I belongs to a goy. We say ein kinyan la'ivid kechovim lafkim de trumas amaisis. The fact that the goy owns the produce of Eretz Yisrael does not take off the inherent kedusha sa'aretz that's in the tvor. Oybazay the tvor be'etzim is chayim as long as it goes through the process of meruach biyad Yisrael. It did because the Yisrael that was working for the goy performed the meruach. He's the one who made it into digun. So we have all the elements to be mechayim. So the halacha is that Yisrael is mafish trumas amaisis, and still the Gemara says that after the Afroshi does not have to give it to the Levi, he keeps the Maisris for himself. Gemara says the Svara. The Omaleh, he says to the Kohen that's claiming, talking about Trumas Maisris, he says to the Kohen that's claiming the Matonis from him, the produce, Hare, belonged. When it became Nischayv and Trumas and Maisuis, it was owned by a goy. You don't have a claim, a schus, momo in Tibi Teveh, the koy, you don't have a schus against me, that I'm a bo koy choy. The Gemara seems to say this is a svara, the Gemara doesn't bring a basuk. Rav Dimi said this as a svara. Behemshech in the Gemara, Abaya gets involved, and Abaya brings a posuk. He brings a pasuk from a brayser of Yeshua ben Levi, velavim tedabe v'amarto aleim kisikhu me'ez b'nei Yisrael. Only produce that the levim get me b'nei Yisrael is chayiv to give, but produce that's gotten not b'nei Yisrael, the case that we just said, where it was owned by a goy, over there you don't have to give it to the kohen, to the Levi. So there's a pasuk. Rabbi brings a pasuk. Dimi seem to have said b'nasvara. Again, we have to figure out if there's a pasuk. Why do you need a svara? If this is svara, why do you need a pasuk? More so, the Gemara's mechalek that the pasuk that we just mentioned is in the parasha of Trumas Maisus. There's truma, the tevel has a chi of truma that you take off, you give to a kohen. There's maisus, a tenth, you give to a levi. And then from the maisa, the levi is mafrish, trumas maiser, and he gives that to a kohen. That does not have to be given to a kohen. That's where the pasuk is, that in this case of where it was owned by a goy, it does not have to be given. But Balagabi Truma Gedoyla, where produce went through digun and it didn't yet have a flush of truma, there would have to be given to a kohen. Again, if there's a svara, why would there be a difference? Whether it's truma, maisa, truma's maisa. If there's a svara, why do you need a pasuk? Is it only out the pasuk? So then has the Gemara bring a svara? Does the svara exist lamaskana? That's what we have to be nichnas into. There's a Dovah Nifla that I saw in the Truvis Mincha Shleima from Shleima Zalmzatzal. He has a lot of tshuvas discussing his chidushim in Trumas and Maisus. And he brings our din, b'negea, yeshkinim bi'arakum, goyish own produce, which is a noise, very much a noise, legabe produce in Eretz Yisrael today. It's a noise, legabe selling land. Yeshkinim bi'arakum, the famous Hetem Echir of Shvias, was partially telling this. In any case, Shlomo Zalman, in discussing these noisim, explains the Gemara, and he says like this: Truma gedoyla by nature, truma which you give to a kohen, the nature, the essential nature is that there's a din iser because of the kedusha. Mitzvah Tluyos Baretz imposes on tevel, on produce of Eretz Yisrael, kedusha. That kedusha creates tevel. The essential mitzvah of truma is to be mafrish, to be magdish, so to speak, a part of that tevel that you have a din of kodesh to go to a kohen. The essential din of truma is that it has kedusha. A zar can't eat it. The giving it to a kohen we discussed in Chulin, where the giving it to a kohen is only incidental. It has kedusha. The Torah may be mabon hakohen, so you give it to a kohen, but that's only an outgrowth of the essential mahus of what truma is. What is truma? Truma is the kedusha that's inherent what the Torah wants in the tevel. Ad kedei kach the Rashi holds in a few places that the issur of eating tevel is because there's truma there. Taisus asked the obvious question: so why can a kohen eat tevel? Tevel is not mutter until it's mufrash, but the essential tevel and truma and hafrosha that's undergoing. That's undergone with truma gedolah, is shaykh to kedusha. It's not a din momoin, it's a din iser, it's a din kedusha. Memela, he says, when a yid has the din of truma mikoich, but the ownership it comes from a goy, that doesn't take away from the Yisrael the din of giving that to a kohen. The din of giving to a kohen is only an outgrowth of the kedusha. The kedusha is there. What does it make a difference that it was owned by the goy? Lamaisa, it's tevel. It has kedusha because it's tevel. It's produce of Eretz Yisrael. Ein koyach biyad akum lafkiyam kedusha truma samaisa. So the produce has kedusha. It has a din haroma. It has a din hafrosha. It has a din kedusha and issa lazor. An outgrowth of that is that the one who is mafrish, the one who has the tevel mishus, has to give it to a kohen. Why shouldn't that be true? Just because the owner was a goy. Be'etzem, that's an outgrowth of the Kedusha. That's true. Where do we say that the ownership is mafkia, the mitzvah of nesinas matonois? That's when we're talking about maisus. When we talk about maisus, the tevel of maisus, is essentially a means to get the Yisrael to be mafrish, to give to the Levi. Maaser Rishon that we give to a Levi doesn't have any Kedusha. It's Chulin. So the essential quality of Hafroshas Maaseris is a din momoin, is a schus of the Levi to get that which is coming to him because he doesn't have a chelek in it. So the Pasuk says, he gets his chelek by getting Maaseris. Essentially, b'mahus, b'shayrish, it's a din momoin. The din moment imposes on it a din iser achilas tevel. It imposes on it a din afrosha. You have to be mafrish, has to have a chalois of afrosha. Then you give it to the Levi. Oy bazoi, that din moment, who owes money, so to speak, to the Levi? Only Israel. Goy certainly doesn't know. He doesn't have a chiyuv to pay the Levi for the work that the Levi is doing for the base of English. He's a goy. So Mimela, when the ownership be'etzem, existentially, is goyisha ownership, that's mafkir, the whole din maisus. It's mafkir, the din maisus, l'gabin din esin. Again, this tevel means say that the produce has to, there needs to be afrosha. The afrosha stands for itself, but be'etzem, since the mitzvah is a din momoin, the momoin is, be'etzem, a momoin is of a goy, so Mimela, dino dishtayu ba'adei, you don't have a din, you don't have a schus tvi on the goy, my bailus is coming over here, my din in the tvu is only coming mikoyef, the goy, Mimela, I don't have to give it. Says Rav Shlaim Zalman, that's the lobdish shechelik to be mechalik, why is there exes hakosuf, that this din is in truma gedayel and not in truma smais, and not in maisa. Says Rav Shlaim Zalman, but there's an added kneitcher. The chilik over here that's expressed in the Gemara is not between truma gedoylo and between maisus. The way we just said, the chilik makes a lot of sense between truma gedoylo, which goes to a coin which has an iser, has kedusha, and maisus, which is chulin. But we're talking about trumas maisa. We're talking about that which the levi is mafresh from the maisa to give to a coin. That certainly has the regular dinim of kuna, has the regular dinim of kedusha. The same dinim of Issa Zar and Kedusha and Afrosha. L'choy, that should definitely go to the Kohen. Has nothing to do with dinim Mominis. On that, Rav Shlaim Zalman says, Sir Rav Dimi was Mechalek. He understood that the din of Ushtayu Yabadei is Shaykh to the din of... It's Shaykh to the din of Maisa. It's not Shaykh to the din of Truma. But what do we say with Truma's Maisa? On that, Abai brought a pasuk that's talking about Truma's Maisa. What do we see from there? The question was legabe trumas meiser, because trumas meiser, like we said, is truma. But since it's truma to be taken from meiser, it retains its existential quality as being shaykh to the din of meisers. The din of meisers, like we're saying, b'sherish is a din mama. If it's b'sherish a din mama, it retains its din of going bosa who the schusim mama na shaykh to, the Yisrael does not have to give it if his bailus is bom mikoyach koy. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman explains. That's what was going on between Rav Dimi and Abai. What do we see from this whole piece? Hayoytzim Adwar is that the pasuk and the pasuk of that the Gemara brings, the pasuk of Abai of Rabbi Shuv and Levi, works together with the Svara. This Gzeres Hakosuv. The gather of the Gzeres Hakosuv is that any schus imam and nesina, which are based on the schus imam, the din, the choyves imam to give to a Levi. There's a chiluk between the chiyuv to give to a Levi and the chiyuv to give to a kohen. There's a chiluk between the din momoin that patters legabi maisus and legabi trumas. What it says in the Gzeres HaKosov is only an expression that hagdor is true even by trumas maisus, which otherwise we would say is bedaimit to truma, not bedaimit to maisa. That's from Shlomo Zalman's piece. Lamaisa. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis and Hilchos Trumas brings the chiluk between Truma Gedel and Trumas Maisus, and he brings the pasuk. He also brings the svara of Gavra of the Gavra de Bo Koichoi the Shteyu Dinibade. So is the pasuk true or is the Gzeres HaKosov true? There's a piece of Reb Chaim in his sefer, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, and he says something which really fits into what we just said. He says that without the Gzeres HaKosov, so what we would have a different way of looking. The svara would not be true. Why is that? And he says like this. It's maybe a little bit different than what we just said, but it's shaykh to the same idea. He said, what does it mean that a goy, if we say, enki yivyad akum lafkia, be'etzem, the produce of Eretz Yisrael, even biyad goyish ownership is chayv and trumas and maizos, essentially the produce is still peiro yisatlu yisbarts has kedusha zohart. So be'etzem is a din of afrosha. We know that a goy is not mechuyev in afrosha. Yeah, that's a svara. A goy is not mechuyev in any mitzvah. It doesn't mean that the trumas of maisus, be'etzem, the quality of the produce of Eretz Yisrael is different when it's biyad goy. No, the reason why the goy is not mechuyev is because the goy is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Kilo, he's violating what the kedusha of the tperis Eretz Yisrael of produce of Eretz Yisrael would be mechayev. But there's nothing be'etzem different about the tefuah. Berega says Reb Chaim that tefuah crossed the hand of an oris who's working for oris Yisrael is working for a goy. Why shouldn't he be mechayev? The produce is produce of Eretz Yisrael. Be'etzem it's mechayev trumas amaisus. Now that's biyad Yisrael, he's the responsible party. When it's biyad goy, he's allowed to violate. The same way he's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, he's allowed to eat chazer, he's allowed to eat bazim b'cholim, he's allowed to not be mafish from his produce trumas amaisus. But it doesn't change be'etzem that there's a chayev trumas amaisus here. As soon as it's biyad oris that's working for a goy, so he, of course he's mechayev. That's what we would say. All lula exes akosim emelo. There wouldn't be a svara of, since the Yisrael is bom mikoyach goy, so memele he's not mechuyev. He could hide behind the ownership of a goy and not have to give the matonos to a kohen. No, he's mechuyev. Berega that comes to his rishus, the goy was also mechuyev. Just the goy he can't impose, because the goy has no chiyuv. Says Reb Chaim, comes along the Gzeres HaKosov, and the Gzeres HaKosov says that be'etzem goyish ownership is mafkia the din momoin from the produce. It's not just that the goy is not mechuyev, it's that the goy's produce is not mechuyev be'etzem in the din momoin of nesinas trumas amaisus. Oy bazoi, that carries over to the Yisrael. The Yisrael's ownership is an outgrowth, is a product, is only a tetzor, comes from the ownership of a goy. If the ownership of a goy is mafkia, the choyvas nesinas matonis, the choyvas nesinas trumas amaisus, that's true also for the Yiddish ownership that's bo mikoyach the goyish ownership. Let's take another step further in this direction. The famous kasha of Marit Al Gazi. We just read the Gemara Legabi an oris that has ownership mikoyach goyish ownership. That's the Gemara Amid Beis. Now Amid Aleph, the Gemara says different. What happens? Let's say you have a fellow who's Yisrael, but he yarshin tevel from Avi Imoy, that's a Kohen. His grandfather was a Kohen, So the leftover, his grandfather left over tevel. And the tevel goes to him. The grandfather died. There are no sons. The tevel goes to him. So on the one hand, his ownership is coming with Koyach HaKoyin. On the other hand, he's Yisrael. So the Gemara says that if you hold that Matana Shaloi Hurmu Kamishu Hurmu Damyon, there's a tzad in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the end of the second parak Kedush. This is such a tzad that even while the Peiros are in Tevel form, it's as if the Matanas are there. It's as if the Truma is already there. It already exists. Even though it was not defined which of the grapes become Truma, but Ba'atzim the Truma exists in the Kri as a whole. If that's true, so then while his grandfather was still alive, his grandfather owned that Truma. He was Zoyche in that Truma that's in the Tevel because he's a Kohen. He's certainly no worse than any other Kohen. So he's Zoyche. If he's Zoyche, then he gives it over to his grandson. But let's say you hold not. You hold that it was Tevel, and the Tevel does not have in it the Truma. So then, what did he got ownership of Tevel, not ownership of Truma. So when he's Mafish, then he'll have to give to a Kohen. It would seem clear that the fact that his ownership is only a product, a Tetzo, a Yerusha from his grandfather, would be Mechayiv to give. Why don't we say, Dina, the Shtayu, Dina Bahadei, that if you would go to the source of my ownership, which is my grandfather was a Kohen, you wouldn't be able to collect Matnas Kuna from him, you shouldn't be able to collect from me. Why is there a difference between a Kohen and a Goy Lagabi this Svara that the Gemara brings in Amid Beis? Is a Chayr, the Teretz has to be, al derech what we just said, Marita Gazi himself points this out, that a Kohen Be'etzim Yisrael, there's no Hafko on Tvua, on the produce that belongs to a Kohen, that the produce Be'etzim is not Mechuyiv in Trumas and Isis. The produce is Mechuyiv. It's a regular Yiddish-owned produce. It happens to be the din nesino is neskayim in the ownership of the kohen. He's no worse than any other kohen. But Be'etzim is a din of Rasha. So what happens, let's say the Yisrael Yashin from his grandfather, Be'etzim the stuff is mechuyiv. The kohen kishal atzmoi, it would be neskayim if the Afrosha was by his grandfather, because it would be as if it was given to already to the kohen. Say, his grandfather died. The Tevel was Tevel, it was Yashin by him. Lamaisa, there is no Kimam Nesina in his ownership. He's Yisrael. He's Yisrael. What are you going to say? You're going to say he's coming from his grandfather's ownership? His grandfather's ownership was also Mechuyiv. By a Goy, like we just said from Reb Chaim, the Gzeis HaKosuv says that ownership of a Goy is Mafkia, the Din Nesina is Matnas Kohuna. Even though the produce itself, Be'etzim, is ro'oi for Trumas and Ma'isris, and that's why there needs to be Hafrosha, Lagabi, the Din Nisino, the ownership of a Goy is Mafkia, the Din of Schus Momoin of Trumas and Ma'isris, Memela, a Yiddish ownership that's coming, Mekoyach HaGoy is also not Mechuyim. That's the Svar of the Gemara Amid Beis. So this is a Shein HaYisofa on what we just said from Reb Chaim. Let's go one step further. What we just said, Lagabi HaGoy, is that the peiros be'etzem, if ain't koyach b'yad akum lafkia, midei trumas and ma'isus, the peiros be'etzem are produce of Eretz, so they have the full kedush of Eretz, it's all to be mechayiv trumas and ma'isus. The din that's not chal, the din that's yepoka, is the din nesina, which comes from a choyvas momoin, klapi the kehanim and levim. That choyvas momoin does not exist in the ownership of a goy. It's not that the peiros themselves don't have a din trumas and ma'isus, that froshi yimachuyiv. What you're not mechuyev is the din momon, because din momon comes from the ownership, which is the way we started this year, by being mechalik between dinim that come from the essential nature of the fruit and dinim that come from the din momon. The dinim of giving to a kohen and giving to a levi are dinim momonois. The schuse momon of the kohen and levi vis-a-vis Yisrael. And well, that din does not exist on peiros that are biyad akum. But, let's say you hold yesh koyach biyad akum lafkia. You hold that a goy's ownership of produce of Eretz Yisrael is mafkia as if it doesn't have kedushas haaretz. So then what would happen is, as soon as the fruit are grown under goyish ownership, that means that those fruits are, it's as if it's grown in China. It's mamish has a sticker on it that says made in China, made in Japan, made in Korea. Those fruits are not fruits of Eretz Yisrael. The pshat in the mandamo holds, yesh koyach biyad akum, is that when the ground, the fruits are owned by the goy, that's Mafkir Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael totally from the Paris. We're discussing in our sugi, if you hold Yesh Koyach Biyad Akum, I'm sorry, Ein Koyach Biyad Akum, the Paris themselves are Paris of Eretz Yisrael. They do have Bats Medin of Trumas and Isis, but the ownership of the Goy is Mafkia from the Paris, the Choyvas Din Momon Klape, giving those fruits to a Kohen and Levi. That could be given over to Yisrael. The expression of this is that let's say the Paris were grew a Shlish, they grew to maturity. They were Nizgadal Ad Shlish Bidei, let's say the Moshe, the fruit were owned by Hagdish. The Gemara says that if the fruits were owned by Hagdish and then the Bailam was poide those fruits afterwards, he's not machuiv in Trumas and Maisis. You know why? Because the fruits that are in the domain, in the Bailus of Hagdish, are in a different Rishus. They're not growing in Eretz Yisrael. They're growing in Hagdish's Rishus, the different Metzias. That reality, if the fruits are formed, created in that ownership, those fruits are not fruits that are machuiv in Trumas and Maisis. Peris that in this gadol biad goy, if you hold yesh koich biad akum, so then those fruits that were formed, that were ripened to maturity in the reshus of the goy, are not peris et so, period. Even if he gives them afterwards to Yisrael, he gives them before meiruch, after meiruch, it doesn't make a difference. Those fruits are not fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But if you hold yesh koich biad akum, so then you hold that bats and the fruits are existentially ro'i to have the dinim of mitzvah at Louis Baritz, and then those fruits, the goyish ownership will take off the din matonis, and the goy is also not mechuyev, like we said. But as soon as there's some type of chayv that can be chal on the Yisrael, Yiddish sharecropper that got those fruits mikoyach the goyish ownership, the goy sold it to Yid, whatever the case may be, then the Yisrael is mechuyev. It's a hafka on the ownership. That ownership, when it's biyad Yisrael, would render him mechuyev. And of course, the payers themselves retain, since ein koyach biyad akum, retain their status as Paris that have Kedushas Haaretz. And like what we said, there's a separate din. The din that the Maisa Digun of forming the fruit into Digun, into a crop, as opposed to just Paris by themselves, that Maisa has to be performed by Yisrael. But that's a separate din. That's not because the Paris that when the Goy turns into a crop, they're not Paris Haaretz. That's exactly the cause of that the shame of the crop has to be a Yiddish production. Theoretically, you could undo the crop, and then a goy will turn it back into a crop, then you'll be mechuyev. Masha'enke peis that grew in the rishus of a goy, if you hold that a goyish ownership takes off, mafkia, the kedushas haaretz, you can't undo that. If then later on it was sold to Yisrael, it's not going to revert back to being Yiddish peis. Those fruits grew in China. What can you do about it? They're not mechuyev in trumas and maisis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.